This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Connection, I think you find on the DJV show. I'm certainly proud of what we do here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the air every day. This is Thursday, the 3rd of August. We're going to have our television report in a few moments. First, though, the question that comes on whether or not you've had a good night's rest. Do you have 8 hours, 7 hours? 6 hours, 9 hours. There are all these studies that go on all the time, and they all come to the same conclusion that you need to have X amount of sleep at certain ages, whether you're a man or a woman, yada, yada, yada. Now there's a question about what happens to people who don't know when to wake up, who have too much sleep. If you have nightmares, how many people experience? I've had a couple of, I've been lately dreaming very vividly, and I don't know whether I've had a nightmare or not, but I've had some very vivid dreams lately. How about you, Victoria? Are you a dreamer, vivid dreamer?
Yeah, I am pretty much. I think most women tend to be.
Really? Women more than men?
Yeah, I've read lots of things saying that women tend to dream more vividly and realistically, and men dream surrealistically. So, yeah, but this is an interesting study because it made me think of, as I've gotten older, and I've gotten less sleep than I used to as a kid, but I don't have the type of nightmares that I had as a kid, and so this is making me think the more sleep you get, which children do, you know, kids go to bed at 7 or 7:30 at night, and then they wake up at 7 the next morning. That's like 12 hours of sleep. That's a lot of sleep, and maybe that's why kids have nightmares more than adults.
They're going into REM sleep probably more than we are.
Right.
So what about you, Jennifer? How are your dreams lately?
Lately I don't remember any. That doesn't mean I don't have them. I know I dream, but I haven't had a nightmare in a long time, which is good, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I dream. Usually I can remember my dreams for a little while in the morning, and then they sort of disappear throughout the day.
How many hours do you get on average now? You're so busy. I know it must be hard.
Five.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 or 6 about what I get. Kara, what about you? You're in the same boat. You're up at 3 o'clock, same as Jennifer, is different time zone.
Yeah, so I normally get about 5, and it's funny, you know, Jen saying that she normally remembers her dreams for a little bit in the morning, and then they fade away, because I remember I had a really creepy dream last night, but I can't tell you what it was. I can't remember.
Can't remember.
I can just remember the feeling that it was really creepy, and I remember thinking about it right when I woke up and being like, that was really weird, but I couldn't tell you what it was now. But, you know, I have really vivid dreams, but I almost always have them after I watch, like, a new movie or a TV show or something with, like, a lot of drama or action that I haven't seen before. I always dream about that very vividly. Like, it's so funny, but when I saw James Bond, I think it was Skyfall, and then that night I proceeded to dream about it for, like, 3 hours. And it was terrible because I kept reliving it over and over again. And it's not even like I wasn't scared by the movie or anything, but something about seeing that, like my brain seeing new things that it hasn't seen before, and it's like really stimulated. I dream about it super vividly afterwards.
I have to be very careful about what I watch right before I go to sleep, because I know that really affects me.
You can't watch the news. You cannot watch a violent movie. It will spoil.
Yeah. Do you ever fall asleep to something and then it becomes part of your dream?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to laugh. I can't watch The Housewives of New York City anymore at night when it's on, because all they do is fight and bicker, I know it disrupts my sleep. I had to stop. I love the show, but I just have to watch it during the day now.
Really? Huh. It is very clear to me that no matter what's in your mind when you go to sleep, it sets the tone for how much rest you get or what good quality or not good quality sleep you're going to get. It's what's in your mind that goes into your subconscious as you go to sleep. So if you're watching the horrible newscast at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever it is, or you're watching a bad movie, a TV show that's very violent, It will disrupt. You may not know it. You may not even feel it that night. But study after study after study of the vibrations that go on in your brain, and also understanding how the subconscious works, it destroys. Well, it is. It sets the tone. If you want a good night's sleep, it destroys it. If you have, you can't rest if your mind is, you know, exposed to that stuff. You can't. Those images, no matter what, you know, people. Can you imagine people like Chuck Curry who watch these horror movies? The guy can't. I'm convinced he never gets a good night's sleep. He may think he does, but if your mind is not at ease when you're going to sleep, you will not have a good night's rest. And it's not good for your body. Crazy stuff. Wow. All right. So we've taken care of that. I'm trying to figure out something. Maybe you can help me. Did you see the story about the guys that escaped from the jail in Alabama with using peanut
with
butter?
Peanut butter?
Jelly?
I was reading the same thing. It's crazy.
What happened? I didn't hear about this. I heard there were some inmates on the run, but I didn't hear anything about peanut butter.
Go ahead, Carrie. You can tell the story.
There were 12 guys that escaped from a prison, and I think they got all 11 of them, and then they got the last guy who, he was like in Florida. He was 600 miles away or something, but they finally found him. But I guess the way that they managed to fool the guard into letting them out was they get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch. And so a bunch of them had saved some of the peanut butter, and then I guess the lettering above the jail cells must be brown or something, like, must be a color similar to peanut butter. So they kept the peanut butter, and then there was a door that looked like the jail cells, but actually led outside, which, like, by the way, not good planning to have the doors look the same, apparently. But they used the peanut butter like molding clay, changed what the number above that door to go outside looked like, and then there was a rookie guard. They convinced that guard into thinking that that was their jail cell. So he opened the door for them, and they literally just walked outside. He literally just let them walk outside.
This has to be a movie.
Karen did a great job telling the story. That's exactly what happened. And they took off their jumpsuits, climbing over the walls because they had to get over the razor wire fence. So they used blankets and their old jumpsuits to get over so they wouldn't cut themselves all up. So they were running away naked. Well, not naked, but they just had their underwear on.
So not
didn't
noticeable
they
to
go
at all.
They caught them all, right? Or there
yeah,
was one left?
Yeah, they've gotten them all now.
Okay.
It's just...
Which now I wonder what happens to them now that they've been caught.
Oh,
I mean, are they
reconvicted.
All...
Yeah, they get reconvicted. They get longer sentences.
Yeah.
Somewhere El Chapo's taking notes right now. Peanut butter.
All right, speaking of notes, we'll have our television report, number of stories that are important, including when Diana is going to be on television, and the story of the Big Bang Theory. Jennifer will give us what's on television tonight that may be good. First, though, how ZipRecruiter is different. You hear me extol the value and virtue of ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And I mostly tell you to get enthused or involved in it at first because you don't have to pay for it. Then you can experience what other businesses of all sizes have found. It is a way for you to get the most qualified job candidates and immediate results. That's how ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. They're different because it finds them. In fact, they're so different, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. So that's how they're different. You can post your job to 100 job sites or more with one click. That's how they're different. There's powerful technology that matches the right person to your job. That's different. You don't have to juggle emails or calls. That's different. Screen, rate, and manage candidates. One place and one place only, ZipRecruiter. Use it free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Hi, JJ.
Jennifer Horn with the schedule of what's on tonight that maybe you'll watch, maybe Kara will watch it, maybe Victoria will watch it. What's tonight, Thursday night? I don't even know what's on. I don't even know
Thursday
what's
night.
On Sunday night and Friday night. And now because I'm interested in Bull, I know it's on Tuesday night. But that's about it. I don't pay. And, but Suits is on, but I kind of watched that on the plane. Suits is on Wednesday night, I think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Suits, and we talked about that. All right, so what's on tonight, Jennifer?
Well, if you are ready for football, and a lot of you out there are ready, you can get your appetite wet with the NFL Hall of Fame game. It's Arizona versus Dallas at 5 p.m. on NBC. And Al Michaels will be launching his 23rd season as a play-by-play person. The telecast also includes live interviews with the members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2017. So that's tonight on NBC. There's a new show starting on TBS that's kind of interesting. It's called The Guest Book. It's at 10 p.m., and it centers around guest books at bed and breakfast and hotels. You know how they have those guest books that you can sign?
Yeah.
Well, the new comedy actually features fictitious stories of the people who sign those guest books in various rental cabins. Hmm. So kind of a fun thing to check out, a unique idea, the guest book on TBS. Zoo is new tonight on CBS. That's at 10 o'clock.
Don't watch that before you go to bed.
Boy Band New on ABC at 8 o'clock. If you like a little magic, Penn and Teller have one of their specials on tonight called Fool Us. That's a CW at 8 p.m. Big Brother is new. Nashville is new on CMT at 9. And, of course, one of my favorite hits of the summer is Love Connection. I know it sounds ridiculous.
Oh, I heard that's
reboot.
Good.
That's
so
old,
much
that
fun.
That's an old game show. That's an old.
Yeah, an old game. It's a reboot, but
is
it's a lot of fun.
Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of that.
9 p.m.
Fun.
On Fox. It's a fun
Chuck
one.
Woolery, I think, did the original.
He did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. Moldy oldies. Chuck Lorre, speaking of oldie moldies, says that the Big Bang Theory is about to be kaputsky. How long has it been? What, 12 seasons?
Yeah.
They renewed the series for 48 more episodes this year, but that'll be the end of it, apparently. I don't get that show. I've watched enough of it to know that it's not my cup of tea. Why is it so popular?
I kind
love
of
love it.
Yeah,
why?
People just are nuts why? About this show.
Why? What is there there? What is there? So what am I missing?
I'm with you because I'm missing it, too. I don't
watch it either. Yeah. I mean, it's a sitcom. It's funny. They've got the geeky stuff. You know, there are a lot of people who consider themselves
so
to be, you
funny.
Know.
Kara, do you watch it?
It's one of those shows that I will watch if there is a random episode on, but I don't. It's like
How I Met Your Mother. They play repeats on all these channels. And I don't.
Yeah, I personally, I think it gets kind of old. I think it's one of those shows that it's been around for so long that they end up doing the same thing like over and over again, and
right.
I feel like the jokes get kind of reused. So I'm also not that into it. I'm kind of surprised that it stayed along for this many seasons. But
all right, Will and Grace, if you're a fan, comes back to NBC this fall. Surprise, surprise, surprise. What's the surprise, though?
The title character. They've rewritten the season finale, the series finale. At the end of the finale, both Will and Grace were married with kids. And so now they're rewinding and rewriting. And so now when the show comes back this fall, they're going to be single again. And it's as if it never happened.
Really?
Yeah, it's a huge. I'm a huge fan of Will and Grace, and this has been something that all of the fans have wondered. Great, are we going to see these guys as parents? Because it's kind of boring. But apparently, nope. We're going to see them single again.
I like Deborah Messing. I've always thought she was kind of special. All right, so there's our television report. Aren't you glad you stuck around? 21 after the hour, DJV time.
The The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
There's some good and there's some better here as the clock gets turned back. It's Throwback Thursday. Top five songs this week in 1973, starting with Billy Preston, who was known by some as the Fifth Beatle. This is Will It Go Round in Circles, cranking up number five this week in 73.
I got a dance, ain't got no steps.
The first one after Jerry Lee Lewis that I saw as he played the piano reminded me of Jerry Lee Lewis because it pounds away. And you can almost hear it in the way the piano sounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean, yeah. I don't know that I know this song, but I think this is going to be my favorite of the five.
Really?
I love this sound, yeah.
Not mine, but it's okay.
We know. But you never like anything.
No, that's not true. I like a lot of this stuff, but this is one of my faves. This is the last year I was a disc jockey. And a lot of the stuff I played till it was didn't have any impact on me at all. So I remember some of the stories. Like, for example, number four this week, Deep Purple's first foray into a real pop hit, A Smoke on the Water.
I don't think of this as pop. It's funny. To me, this is like
it
hard
is now.
Rock.
No, yeah. But then it was. Now it's not. If you compare it to some of the stuff around now, it's like listening to Mantovani. You don't even know who Mantovani
is. I don't know what that is.
One of the jobs I had as a disc jockey was playing music on a station called WJIB in Boston, Jib. I did it for a couple of years, and it was elevator music in a sense.
Oh, okay.
Mantovani, if you look at Mantovani, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Muzak. That's what people call Muzak.
Yeah, one step above music, yes.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, Deep Purple becomes number four this week. Number three belongs to Three Dog Night. This is a really good pop song. Shambhala. Oh. Oh. This is like Three Dog
Night. Now, I thought you don't like Three Dog Night.
Ooh, no, I like this song. You know what the significance of Three Dog Night is, right?
No.
No, no. Nope. Look up the term three dog night, and you'll understand how it applies to people who don't have enough heat in there. That the reference was to not having enough heat in your house, and if you had a bunch of dogs, if it was really cold, it was a three dog night.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, move us a little more of this, Carol, will you? Shambhala. All right, so to sort of really mix it up, this shows you how pop music had so many different faces back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
This is an example of that. In this week, the number two song belonged to Karen and Richard Carpenter. Yesterday. Once more. She is fabulous, I tell you, her voice.
I mean, beautiful voice, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, you lost me.
No shot. My brother is a great.
I think I'm nodding off, actually.
All right, well, we're going to fix that. Number one, 2 weeks at number one, Jim Croce.
Bad. All right, I'm back.
Bad. Leroy Brown. Better than old King Kong. Better than a junkyard dog.
Say on. Sarah loves her some Jim Croce.
I know all the words, but I won't sing it.
Custom Continental.
El Dorado 2.
El Dorado 2. I had one of those. 32 gun. 28 cents the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Dodge offer a purse of almost $30,000 for winners of its Roadkill Nights drag race. The event on August 12th will attract everyone from professionals to wannabe drag racers. The event will take place on the Woodburn Avenue in Pontiac, Michigan, and include roadkill stunts and exhibitions. But with Dodge rolling out the new Demon, the fastest quarter mile time of any production car, it seems like the deck might be loaded. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The hour, the DJB experience. How do you do? Thursday is upon us, 3rd of August. We have with us at your service and on your side Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Amy Goodman will join us in a few moments to bring us that nauseous focus on reality that's called back to school.
Unless you're a parent and you're really happy that it's back to school.
Yeah, I suppose, right? Yeah, under the circuit. That's the season, the changing of the seasons and the time. Flying. Let's do some traveling. Speaking of flying, have you heard of Hyperloop One? Who has heard of Hyperloop One?
Isn't that the L.A. Elon Musk Hyperloop?
Well, it's the company that's doing it. He has a Boring company, not Boeing, but Boring, that's going to build a tunnel. And the government apparently has agreed to let him build the tunnel from New York to D.C. Hyperloop One is the vehicle that's in phase two of testing, Victoria, that if you look, you can go online, you can see the video of how this thing works. 200 miles an hour in this underground track, and you won't see at 200 miles an hour, you'll be in Washington in less than an hour, and you won't see anything. You'll... Yeah, it would give me claustrophobia. If it looks like, and I, you know, they've built a tunnel, which is a replica of what they want to build from New York to Washington. The tunnel, I think, is about a half a mile long. I'm not sure about that, but they've gotten this thing to go 200 miles an hour in the in this tunnel that they built, the Hyperloop tunnel. Is just a close. It's kind of like if you were any of the major cities around the country, you go from, for example, Baltimore to Washington, you go through the tunnel that goes underneath the water. In Boston, you go through on the Ted Williams Tunnel to go to the airport under the water. In New York, there's, what, three of those tunnels that go out to the islands?
Mm-hmm.
At least, I think there's the Lincoln Tunnel and...
The Lincoln, the Holland, and the Midtown Tunnel.
Midtown, yeah, right.
Yep.
So, but think of yourself as being in a train going 200 miles an hour in one of those tubes. and if you have hyper, you know, any kind of hyper anything, but if you're like me, I don't like to be in closed circumstances like that. I don't even like to sit on the inside of the plane. It gives me the
willies. That's amazing for someone who flies as much as you do.
Right. I don't know what it is about it. I've always wanted to do a psychological profile on why people are, and I need to do that, but I haven't done it yet. Why is it that people get claustrophobic? What is there about being in those circumstances that make it uncomfortable? Anyway, if you look at pictures of this Hyperloop one, it's just a big tube, and there's a rail going through it. And it's electric powered, and so they've developed this thing on the sand outside of Las Vegas, and it's really it's quite amazing, and to think that they can dig in to the ground and just stick this thing in, and in 10 years you'll be able to go down the Hyperloop one from New York to Washington in less than an hour. It's really pretty amazing stuff.
Be incredible.
Yep. Also in travel news, there's an airline in India which has launched a program to protect women who are flying by themselves. There's evidently a big problem with women, a safety problem with women traveling by themselves. So this airline from India introduced a new program aimed at ensuring the comfort and the safety of women who are alone. It allows women traveling to have the option. You can have a seat that's set aside for you, provides baggage and transportation assistance, escorts women who want to walk out to taxis. Apparently, it's pretty unsafe for women to be by themselves in India. And so they're taking steps to make it more comfortable. It's called intuitive thoughtfulness. Isn't that an interesting... That's a wonderful...
Yeah.
Is that a combination
concept,
of two
sure.
words? Intuitive thoughtfulness. Very good. Maybe we could use a little of that here in our country, not only in planes, but just in general. Maybe the world could use a little bit more of intuitive thoughtfulness. So, good for them. I wonder, it'll be interesting to see if that idea spreads around. As there are issues, there's no question about it. All right, here's from your last flight, the drink order that bugs flight attendants more than any other drink. If you think all beverages on a plane are the same, there's one type of drink that is extremely irksome for the people who are in the cabin crew. Diet Coke. Difficult to pour in the sky because it foams up more than other non-diet drinks. Who would have thought? Right?
I mean, I do notice I don't drink soda, but... I think on our honeymoon flight, I think on the way back, Lewis had a Coke, and it did foam up a lot. And so I just assumed it was because the cans get shook, you know, shaken up around, you know, with the flight and everything.
Shaken,
but I guess
not stirred, yeah.
I guess it's not really that. I guess it's the altitude and the cabin pressure that does it.
Yeah. Coke spokesperson declined to share scientific specifics, but did hint that Diet Coke's ingredients could be the cause of its extra bubbles
and that pouring the drink over ice increases fizziness, and that becomes even more difficult when you're in an airplane. Some flight attendants say they just give the whole can to passengers. That's happened more to me lately. Have you noticed that? I think that's it.
I think this is something.
You never knew why. Now
right.
You know.
Here you go. Just take your own can and pour it yourself.
Yeah, and spill it all over yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Get all messed up. And that would go for any soda. So from now on, you think the flight attendant is doing something for you? Yeah, she's doing it for herself. Or he's doing it for himself. They don't want to get all messed up by having a sizzling drink, but it's a fuzzy, fizzy drink getting all over them. So there you go. The story behind the story. And now you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. Let's get the down and dirty on back-to-school options, clothing, that sort of thing, ideas personified in a moment here on the DJV Experience.
Using a Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Osso adds,
the clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD.
To learn more, visit Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to it here at 44 past the hour. Those of you who are anticipating eagerly the return of youngsters to school, it is the season to be thinking. I actually was in a Target store last night and looking around at all of the school stuff that's in there. I don't know whether I'm just out of touch. It just seemed like the whole story was about going back to school, but that's an important thing in our lives. And so as the season is upon us, maybe you have youngsters that are raring to go back to school. Maybe you're raring to go. Here's Amy Goodman, who is a recognized media person. She's worked a lot in news and online media, so she can report on these things that are, I suppose this would be considered, Amy, domestic news, right? Sort of domestic. It's a domestic story.
It's my real life news. You know, it's so funny. My son is actually attending a camp that is held in his school, so I feel like I'm already down those hallowed halls, I'm telling you.
Good for you. Well, you're prepared, so you can tell us, give us the scoop on. Let's start with clothing. I was talking about being in the Target store last night, looking around. I'm not connected to this at all, so you, as a person who's in the know, can tell us what's hot for back to school. Give moms and dads who are going out shopping some ideas as to what they should be paying attention to.
Well, yeah, you know, let's dive right in. Of course, denim is a staple for everybody in terms of the hottest washes and the styles and the fits that you can find for all ages, and H&M has it all, and it's starting at just $9.99. Of course, they have lots of other hot trends, and a few of them are graphic t-shirts, you know, with lots of fun prints on them. Letterman jackets are really hot, sweatshirts and sweatsuits. You can find cropped hoodies in lots of bright colors as well, and plaid button-downs. Oh, by the way, you know, the kids who are headed to maybe private schools that require uniforms, some public schools do as well. You can also find things like chinos and polos and button-downs. We also have some really fun, right in front of me I have some plaid pleated skirts that are done in some fun punchy metallics too. So there's quite the range. And they do have accessories as well, so don't forget the fun shoes. Some of those trends include really cool sneakers with fun embellishment. I have some Tiger Roaring sneakers here, and also some fun boots. And they do have backpacks too, so character backpacks, fun butterfly backpacks, and also metallic. I have a glow-in-the-dark backpack, which I'm sure it'd be fun to shut off the lights. But, you know, actually, if you have a kid who bikes, it's not a bad idea, because in the fall it can be very, very dark.
This is a good
idea. Yeah, the best part of all of this is if you spend $60 or more, you can get 20% off your purchase. And until the 20th of this month, when you donate old or unwanted clothing from store, you get 15% off your purchase. And then if you bring in additional bags, you can get double vouchers for that, which is really, really cool. For every pound that H&M collects of this unwanted clothing, they actually donate to an amazing nonprofit organization called Keep America Beautiful, which helps support our communities and the environment for all that improvement. So it's just a phenomenal, you know, kind of giving back sort of element that H&M is campaigning this back-to-school season.
I want to know what you look like in those shoes.
Oh, and it's just, you know, it's really funny. I actually have traipsed to studio in some fabulous sneakers myself. So the sneaker trend is already kicking in this summer. And to traipse into our next hot trend, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond is really a destination to help our students get campus ready. And they have amazing stuff, but also this really cool free in-store service that they have called Pack and Hold. I don't know if you've heard about this.
No,
but where
explain.
You can literally... Have you heard about it?
No, but why don't you explain it quickly?
Yeah, you know, you can actually go and shop for all their things in a store near home and have everything ready and to pick up at the store near their actual campus. So it's really great if you're going to go to school far away. They actually have highlighted the best of the best items this season, including a collapsible laundry basket, a power curve surge protector, and so much more, including bedding, et cetera, making your room very, very personalized. So you can check out more at bedbathandbeyond.com/shop for college for more information. And don't forget Biore. To make peace with your pores, they have this limited edition tie-dye pore strips, which are really, really cool to instantly draw out dirt, oil, and blackheads to purify your pore for, you know, in 10 minutes or so. So $6.49 available through October at mass retailers and drugstores. So definitely check it out. Instant impact to make your skin look and feel fantastic.
So we've gone from head to toe, it would seem.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's perfect. I love it. I love that, Doug.
All right. So, but there's always one thing that we either run out of time and we can't talk about. Amy, when you've been here before, we'd squeeze things in. There has to be one more thing that you have that you haven't told us about because you were worried that you got to get the other things in. So is there something else that you find is your favorite or is sort of creeping in to what my father used to call customer preference?
The one thing I didn't get a chance to mention is probably that one of the number one things that makes an instant impact in, like, your room as a student is bedding. And because, you know, when you switch it up, it brings instant impact to a room. So I would say maybe the Anthology Marc Haresh Vibe comforter set. I didn't get a chance because it's reversible. So one day you feel one way. The next day as a teenager you feel the other way. So you can flip it around. So you can find that at Bed Bath & Beyond. I think that's pretty cool.
All right. Someday when you're here, I want you to tell me, or maybe I'll ask the ladies who are on with me, why jeans have that little tiny pocket in them. What do we need?
Oh, emergency money. Emergency money.
Really? That's
yes.
More? Oh, I never knew that. It used to be for watches with men, you know, a pocket watch.
Yeah, a pocket watch. Yeah, but don't wash your jeans with that in the pocket.
Lifestyle expert Amy Goodman here with a scoop on lots of must-haves for fall as far as school is concerned. We'll be right back.
something that has anti in its name. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear, and pro saving you cash. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Michael and Sam have just moved to Santa Carla, California. They're about to discover its secret.
Notice anything unusual about Santa Carla yet?
No. It's a pretty cool place. If you're a Martian.
Or a vampire.
So, another obscurity. Where do you come up with these? This is that's a bit of audio from The Lost Boys. All right, Chucker, take it over from there, because
well,
I am lost.
It came out in 1987. This is the 30th anniversary of that film, which is popular in its time and has gone on to gain a very strong following over the last 30 years. Had a really good cast. Corey Feldman, Corey Haim, Keith Sutherland played a really cool vampire. Also, Jamie Gertz, really? Who is regarded as part of the Brat Pack, and Jason Patrick, a pretty good actor. I like The Lost Boys a lot. It was directed by Joel Schumacher, who is regarded by a lot of people as the guy who crashed and burned Warner Brothers' Batman franchise with Batman and Robin. He is notoriously known for putting nipples on the bat suit of George Clooney. But the guy actually is a really good talent, Joel Schumacher. Besides The Lost Boys, he directed a couple films I really dig. One is 8mm with Nicolas Cage, and the other is Falling Down with Michael Douglas and Barbara Hershey in the early 90s. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah, that's
so you're not
probably
a fan of The Lost Boys, huh?
No, but I'm
no, it's really good.
That movie you just talked about was a very troubling psychological movie, if I remember correctly.
Falling down was, yes.
Yeah.
And let me tell you another quick story. In 1987, people may not realize this, but there was actually no social media. So when a studio had a film that they really think was going to be popular, they what they did, would do, and I saw it, they did an advanced screening 1 week before its initial release on a Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And I remember seeing The Lost Boys at the Kingsway Movie Theater in Brooklyn, New York on that advanced screening with my brother, and I knew it would be a big hit because the reaction from the audience was outstanding.
Outstanding.
Yes.
All right. Will there be movies based on the Sweet Valley High books? We'll get that answered in a moment here. Movie Moments with Chuck Curry on the DJV Show.
There's people care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, ride your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22, 2017.
All right, so Chucker, who admits, Victoria, they're not knowing where the Sweet Valley High books are, they're going to be, whether it's a movie or a bunch of movies, I'm betting if they have success with this. This book series, and my daughter read dozens of these when she was in the, seventh and eighth grade. Isn't that about the age for this?
Really? Yeah. I've read them all. Kara's read them. I mean, it really, anyone born in the 80s and 90s, you have, if you're a girl, you read Sweet Valley High.
Really? So why are you wasting my airtime with the story, Doug?
I told you, Doug. I told you. He's going to say,
no,
let's talk about zombies.
Zombies and vampires. All right.
I got something. NBC and Vin Diesel production company planning a reboot of the 80s, 90s hit TV show Miami Vice. That had 112 original episodes. They did a feature film about 10 years ago with Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx that was just mediocre, but the plan is to bring Miami Vice back to TV once again. I always regarded Don Johnson as a terrific actor who didn't materialize to have the big movie career that he really should have, because I think he's a really talented guy. What do you think of that?
I love Don Johnson. He was on that show, Blood and Oil, or something, a couple seasons ago. He was so good. It got canceled, though. But he's great. I love him.
He also did the show Nash Bridges, another show I liked a lot.
That was a great show.
I like Don Johnson.
Well,
I guess he doesn't like Don Johnson either, Chucker.
No, I think Don Johnson's okay. He smoked too much. There was too much smoking and stuff on TV and the movies with him.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.